Country versus Metal Podcast. I talk too much. Let's go.
Call from
Zach.
To accept, press 1. To send.
Zach.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's up? Is this Zach Jones?
This is, yes.
Ah, oh, look, you got through. I saw you on the Facebook chat.
Oh, cool deal, man. Hey, I love what you're doing. It's freaking awesome with everything going on with music these days, and it's really cool to see someone kind of get their eyes open by what's actually out there. And a lot of the stuff you're listening to isn't necessarily what corporate's pushing. So it's really cool to see that, man.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame that you know, like the corporate entities, they don't push like the good stuff. They know what's going to make money, and they just generate the, it's like an assembly line of, you know, verse, pre-chorus, chorus, you know, oh, yeah. We might throw in an interlude, and they mix and match, and they all threaten them, it's in your contract, and they all, it's, and a lot of times now I see, they'll take a contest winner and they'll put somebody super famous and a bunch of other people. I see it all the time. You'll see one name you don't know first, and then featuring all these people you know. And it's like, oh, he's related to a producer, he won a contest, or he's got money.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the game's rigged. I knew that. I don't know why people call Nashville like Music City. I remember going there for the first time thinking like, we never should have came here. Everybody in the band was like, why? And I said, how can this be a music city when there is not a single marquee on Broadway? You just look down and Nashville, it's just eating itself alive.
No, it's Nashville wants to become LA so bad. It hurts.
Yeah. It's gotten worse since I've been down. I'm supposed to go down. And they're actually one of the record labels is let me use their podcast studio, and they're letting me.
Oh, awesome!
They're letting me go down and just say what I'm saying, kind of like right now. And I'm like, are we trying to like make a movement or like what's going on?
Well, you know, the problem is that, you know, we can all bash it all day long. At the end of the day, it does sell. What they're selling,
yeah,
or they wouldn't be doing it, right? So there's good stuff, but here's the thing: most people aren't music heads, where they like really good music. They just want to kind of like drift away and listen to stuff passively, right? Bob their heads. So when you got that, they want something simple and catchy, and that's what they're providing.
Yeah,
and it's a shame that's what it is, but that's kind of what sells, unfortunately.
Yeah,
and it leaves out the real, really good music, you know. But and again, that's just my opinion. Now I'll tell you what, I'm a musician out here. I actually just got done with a gig tonight, and I'm in the Texas country scene. And I'll tell you what, it's not on one street like Nashville is.
Yeah.
But Texas country is, wow. I mean, I'm not even from Texas, and I'll tell you that this whole scene out here is just insane. And I just got started in it about a year ago, and it's just I love it so much.
Yeah, and they welcomed you?
Everybody's so supportive. I talk to people of all levels of where they're at in their career, and they've all given me advice and everything. And, you know, I just started, I just got my first album's coming out next week, and I'm super excited about that, and everybody's been so supportive. And, yeah, the scene out here is a lot less cutthroat and more of a
community
brotherhood. Yeah, more of a community. Exactly.
What's well, promote your album. What
I go by Copperhead Jones for my music, and I got a 13 song debut album entitled Anchor, and super excited about it. I released my debut single called No One Giving Up, which has kind of a rock edge to it, which I think you might like if you ever get a chance to listen to it. I'm really excited about it, and we'll just have to see where it goes. But in the meantime, I'm doing the old CDs out of the back of the car right now.
Oh yeah, you're doing like the Chris Ledoux.
Oh, I love Chris Ledoux.
Yeah, that's what he said. He used to sell cassette tapes out of his trunk.
Yep.
Yeah, I was saying if I had heard Chris Ledoux when Chris Ledoux was doing what he's doing, I don't think this channel would ever exist, because that's kind of like punk rock, and like he had like pretty good. It was almost like a rockish sound. What influences would you say you had that?
I'd say I actually grew up on Southern rock. I didn't grow up in old country or much country at all. I grew up on 90s country, so Alan Jackson and all that good stuff. But I sing a lot of outlaw country, like Waylon and all that, but I never grew up on it. I actually grew up on Allman Brothers and Leonard Skinner and all that good stuff. And my dad was a drummer in a band, and he actually played. He played with the Atlanta Rhythm Section every now and then. So they're kind of my biggest influences. And then I kind of mellowed out into a country vibe. And so country-wise, I'd say I really love Brooks and Dunn. Tyler Childers is an influence. And then Cody Johnson as well.
Okay. I actually know those names now.
That's awesome.
I wouldn't have known. Like,
that's so cool.
My buddy Steve was saying he sent me a message of like all the music he had to choose from. And he said, just think 5 months ago, this text would have meant. You never would have known what I meant by this. And it's like, it's crazy how things change.
Exactly. Yeah. It would have all been in Latin.
Yeah.
And again, I really want to thank you so much for, you know, whether you listen to my stuff or not or whatever, what you're doing for real country music today is so cool. And it means a lot to all of us.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm always amazed at like how it's just nuts that, you know, I'm on the East Coast and a lot of people, you know, they say that and it's just like, but it's good. It should sell itself. You know what I mean? I don't even have the words of how like frustrating it is. To hear it. And then I'll show my friends and they're like, whoa, they're like, who is that? And they'll download, they'll go. And it's just nowadays, like they click and you can add an album like that and download the whole, then they'll download their entire discography. And
exactly. Seconds. It doesn't take much.
No. And it's like, but back in the day, word of mouth made so many people huge. And like, how does that die when everything is in the palm of your hand that fast? You know what I mean? Like word of mouth is also, how is it not amplified by the fact I can grab every single one of your songs in 10 seconds with a good Wi-Fi signal? And like,
I'll tell you what the problem is, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
is people have no attention span anymore.
Yeah.
They hear it. They're like, oh, that's cool. And then they forget about it until they're reminded.
Yeah.
That's why. People are advertising so hard. You have to be in your face, like pushing. You're doing this now. You have a big following, right? So how many videos did you do before, you know, people started to remember you and come back? It's one thing if they see your video and they're like, oh, that's cool. Or your podcast. Oh, that's cool. I like that. And then they'll never think about it again until you somehow pop up on their feed. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. This guy's awesome. Eventually, after like the fifth time, they start following you.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works. People have a small attention span and a short memory.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not opening up the album art and looking at the pictures and stuff. That's a lost thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely get that. You go.
Oh, no. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was just, I don't remember. There's that attention thing.
Yeah. See. All
right. Oh my God.
Court adjourned. All right. So, anyways, man, it was a pleasure. I'll open up the line to someone else, but, appreciate you speaking with me and, yeah, man, you ever get a chance. I just, even if you don't make a video, I'd love to get your opinion on my music someday. If you ever get a chance to hear it.
Yeah, definitely. And like, send me a message. I'll talk to you more if you want to do, if you have more time and everything.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Anytime. Yeah. Let me know. I'll send you a message after this just to remind you, you know, who I am with that short attention span and small memory, you know. I'll let you know who I am. I'm Zach Jones, and I go by Copperhead Jones for music. And yeah, man, that debut album comes out next week, and you know what? If you give me an address, I can send you a hard copy if you ever want it. So
okay,
just let me know. All right.
All right. Yeah, definitely.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you, man. Have a good night.